It's Thursday, November 18th, 2010. This is Wendy Erickson. I'm a reference librarian at the Parchment Community Library. And today, we're doing a group oral history. This is the first one we've done with so many people. There are five people in the room with me. I have Cade Dunfield, Hiram Dunfield, her brother, Bonnie Stacy, her sister. I've also got Jackie Nemedy, thank you, and Judy Buck Hout, thank you, in here to talk about KVP and other items. So first of all, we'll start with Kay. Kay, what is your full name?
Kay Dunfield.
When and where were you born?
Kalamazoo County. You want the year?
Yes.
1941.
Where do you live today?
I live at 6487 Crestwood. Am I supposed to say that?
Sure.
Kalamazoo, Michigan.
In Kalamazoo. Mm-hmm. And what is your personal connection to the Parchment area?
I've worked at KVP several times.
You worked at KVP?
KVP, yeah.
Okay. And when did you start and when did you stop?
I started in 1966 and I left in 1980.
Okay. Are you married?
I'm divorced.
You're divorced. Okay. Do you have children?
I have one daughter.
And what's her name?
Deborah Wright.
Okay. And one more question. What's your maiden name?
Dunfield.
Dunfield. Thank you. All right. Now we have Hiram Dunfield. And is that your full name, Hiram?
Yes.
All right. When and where were you born?
I was born in Kalamazoo in 1933.
Okay. Where do you live today?
1264 Mary Brook. It's in the Comstock School District.
Sure. And what is your personal connection to the Parchment area?
I graduated from Kalamazoo Central in 1951, and the next week I started working for Sutherland.
And what year was that?
That was 1951.
All right.
And I worked on the Sutherland side until 1964, when Sutherland and KVP merged, and at that time I'd worked my way up to the engineering department, and they had an engineering department here, and they sent me out here to kind of be the go-between to mesh the two departments together.
Yes, okay.
And
you were there till?
I finally left the company in 1980. After 29 and a half years. And I'd worked my way up in the engineering department where I was in charge of the fire, the safety, and the security of the combined places of Sutherland and KVP.
Okay. Judy Buckhout. Is that your full name, Judy?
Yes, it is.
Are you married?
I am not married.
Okay. And you worked, you didn't work for KVP, you told me, but you did work for Sutherland.
Right. I worked for Sutherland's in 1958 to 1963.
Okay.
It was my first real job after graduating from high school. And
where was that Sutherland?
It was on Patterson Street.
On Patterson. Pitcher
in the main office.
Pitcher and Patterson over there?
Close.
Close to that.
Yes.
Okay.
It was a main office building.
And you worked in the office.
I started out in the mail room for a year. And then I worked in accounting for 4 years.
Okay.
And during that period of time, I got married. And many of my coworkers came to my wedding. And my in-laws were lifetime residents of Parchment. And my father-in-law was Lyle King. And he served as vice mayor and also on the city commission.
Sure. And how long did he do that?
I don't remember, but a long time.
But they lived here.
Yes, and they were members of the Parchment Methodist Church. And his wife was a member of the Garden Club. And,
oh, sure.
And they were never employed by the mill, so that was kind of an oddity at that time.
Yeah. Yeah, you had mentioned that they kind of, it was really a mill town, wasn't it?
Yes, it was.
And so they didn't really feel, because they didn't work at the mill.
Right. They were the outsiders, really, but they were very much a part of the community.
Yeah, yeah, especially with his position.
Right.
Yeah. Judy, what was your maiden name?
My maiden name was Buckout, and
it
my
is your maiden
married name.
Name
was King.
Okay. All right. All right, then there's Jackie Nemedy. Is that right, Jackie?
Yes.
Pronounce that right?
Right.
Okay. And is that your full name?
Yes.
When and where were you born, Jackie?
I was born in Benton Harbor, Michigan.
Okay.
Went to high school in Dowagiac.
In Dowagiac. What year were you born?
I was born in 1937.
Okay.
And I came to Kalamazoo in 1955.
Okay.
After I graduated high school and went to Western.
And went to Western. Did you? How long did you go to Western?
2 years.
2 years. Mm-hmm. Did you major in something?
No.
Or you were taking those requirement courses like we all did?
I was taking those requirement courses and didn't like all of them. So.
Okay. Where do you live today?
I live in Comstock Township.
Okay. And what is your personal connection to the Parchment area?
Working at KVP Sutherland.
And how long did you do that?
I worked almost 11 years. But it was in two different intervals.
And when did you start?
I started in 1964, mm-hmm. in January, after AAA had closed their local offices.
Okay.
And I worked until 1969. Well, December of 68 I left because I was pregnant.
Okay.
And then I came back in 1988 in November.
Okay.
And left in December of 1994.
Okay.
Because they would, I left because they wouldn't give me a raise.
Okay.
And I did have another job.
Okay.
I was going to be secretary of the Kalamazoo Area Women's Bowling Association.
I see. Okay. Are you married, Jackie?
Yes.
Okay. And what was your maiden name?
Timmons.
Timmons. And do you have children?
I have two.
What are their names?
I have Michelle Nemedy. Mm-hmm. And Mark Nemedy.
Okay. Are you a grandmother?
No.
Okay.
At least not that I know of.
Okay. And finally, we have Bonnie Stacy. Bonnie, is that your full name?
Yes, it is.
When and where were you born?
I was born at home in Kalamazoo in 1944.
And where do you live today?
I live on the east side
of Kalamazoo,
right.
Okay.
Yep.
And what's your personal connection to the Parchment area?
I worked at KVP, started in 1963, and worked there for a few years and transferred to different positions within the company.
Okay.
I ultimately ended up on Milam Road when it was Brown Company.
Okay.
And
when did you leave?
I left in 1967.
All right. Mm-hmm. And your maiden name?
My maiden name is Dunfield. I worked there at the... There were five of us that worked there at one time.
In your family?
In my family.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. All three girls and two brothers worked there.
What's your other sister's name?
My other sister's name is Sue.
Okay.
Dunfield, and she's deceased.
Okay.
And the other brother was Don Dunfield, and he also is deceased.
Okay.
We're from a family of eight.
I see. Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay, so when we were talking before, I turned the recorder on, some of you may have worked for the company at the same time, but you didn't really work with each other. Is that correct, those of you who worked at...
Yes.
At KVP,
right.
You didn't necessarily work with each other.
Right.
So let's start with, I'm interested to hear, and I'm sure other people would hear, where you worked at KVP and all the different jobs that you have. Let's start with Kay.
Okay, I started on the Patterson Street office before I came over here, and I was a sales service representative for Specialty Papers.
Okay.
And then they moved us over here to Parchment.
Oh, say,
and
okay.
And we worked in that area again, and we made, one of the things we made was the paper for roofing.
Oh.
That they used a lot of that. And
okay.
One of our customers was Certain Teed, and one was West Carlton, I remember that.
Mm-hmm.
And then from that position, I got promoted to be a senior executive secretary in the administration building, and I worked there until they were downsizing. And
yeah.
So
who'd you work for? The names, do you remember names of guys you worked for?
Yeah, I worked for Carl Cooper, and I worked with Bill Ron and Ken Matavia.
Okay.
Great people.
Yes.
And lots of other ones. Yeah. I can't remember all the names, but those were the main ones,
Okay. So. And hi, how about you?
I started on the Sutherland side, and I got hired right out of high school.
Yeah.
And I was just a general labor on the maintenance gang, and I worked there for probably close to 2 years, and then I had to go in the service. Uncle Sam took and drafted me, so I went in for my 2 years and came back out. But I had an apprentice program when I went in, and when I came out, they did not, they downsized and backed off from a few things, so I had to go to the VA to get my apprentice job back.
I see.
So when you go in, you're entitled to your job when you come out.
Yeah, I heard
fight.
That.
I had to fight for that, and I got that.
Okay.
And I worked at that for a long time. And
were
then
you working on a certain set of machines, Hiram, or in a certain room?
No, we worked all over the complex.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And every day it was a different job.
I went out and... Yeah. Yeah.
But I was lucky enough to get moved up into the maintenance dispatcher, where we dispatched all the people around the plant, and I'd done that for a period of time. And then finally, when KVP came on the scene in 1964, we merged our engineering departments, and they sent me over to Parchment to be kind of the go-between of people that we were...
Yeah. Well, you know, that's one of the things we've been talking about with other, on the other oral histories, is what was life like when the mergers happened? Were they seamless kind of situations, or did they bring in other new people and there was, you know, a lot of talking that had to be done about who was going to do what now? Were there any problems like that, Hi?
Not immediately. They merged without any repercussions or anything.
Yeah.
But down the road, a couple of years down the road, then they started bringing in their power people, so to speak.
I see.
And
did they displace other people?
Yes.
Were there hard feelings then?
Very much so.
There were.
Mm-hmm.
Did some people get let go completely or just moved around to other jobs?
They had some purges within the system.
They did.
In the maintenance area that I was involved in, there was a lot of people that had been here for 20 years and stuff,
yeah.
And they were kind of purging the system and dropping them out.
What do you remember what year that was, or around what year, Hi? In the 60s sometime?
Yes, it was a couple of years after the merger, like in 66.
After the Sutherland merger? Okay.
Sutherland-KVP
okay.
merger.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay. All right, so some guys, some women maybe too, were let go?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. You mentioned earlier too that you were in the security and the fire safety divisions. What were those called at KVP?
I had fire, safety, and security.
Okay.
And when I was stationed at the Sutherland plant, when Parchment would have a fire, I would respond to the fire from there, come here.
Oh.
Parchment had a system that they had to have two people on the truck before they'd leave the station.
Okay.
And I would come many times and get in the truck and have it start up and have my gear waiting for the second guy to come. And
I see.
And that would usually be Ron Fleckenstein, who had an office over here. So then we
the
could
take
the former
mayor.
Yes,
sure.
And then
sure.
We could go to the fire.
So you would actually leave your job at the plant?
Yes.
And where was the fire department here? Was there a fire department here?
Yes, right where it's at now.
Okay, right in the backside of City Hall.
Yes.
So
yes.
You'd leave your job.
Yep.
And get all set up and wait for the second person to show up so you could get leave in the truck.
That is correct.
Okay. I see.
And being a part of Parchment and KVP Southern, they bought everything that I owned, and I lived pretty good on the wages that I got.
You did.
From the company.
Yeah, yep. Yeah. Good living, yeah.
Very much so.
You could make money there, yeah. Jackie, how about you? What kind of positions did you have at KVP?
When I first hired in, I worked in personnel. I delivered paychecks to Milam Road,
okay,
and East Michigan Avenue. And I had in the main office plant on Patterson Street, and plant 8 and plant 5.
Mm-hmm. Okay, how long did you do that?
I did that for a year.
Okay.
And then I moved to Service Products.
Okay. What did you do there?
Secretary.
All right.
And I did that for until I left. But in that period of time, Gulf and Western took over, and Brown Company. Mm-hmm. And then when I came back,
mm-hmm,
in 1988, after,
okay,
I raised my children,
yes,
I worked in accounts payable.
Okay. And did you do that until you left in 94?
I did that until I left.
And you mentioned that you asked for a raise.
Yeah. I did.
And?
They didn't want to give me one.
They didn't want to give you a raise.
No.
So you walked.
So I walked just before Christmas.
Oh, did you? Christmas
of
94?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Were you in? Now you, who in here was in the union?
None of us.
None of you were in the union? You weren't in the union, high?
No.
Okay. Okay. I just wondered if any of you were in any kind of a union then. Okay. And so you left, and where'd you go?
Then I was secretary of the Kalamazoo Area Women's Bowling Association.
Okay, speaking of bowling, KVP had a bowling team.
Yep.
Were any of you on that?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yes?
They had leagues.
Yes.
They had, yeah, that was, this is Kay and High are signaling, yes, they were on.
Well, then they would have that day that we would all go and bowl, whether you bowled or not, we would have like a
free-for-all.
That's what it was called, yeah. Mm-hmm. And everybody would go, even if they weren't bowlers.
I see.
And we would
have fun?
A very good time.
Where were you bowl? Oh, go ahead.
Some of us couldn't remember exactly what happened that
what
day.
What happened?
Yeah. So.
That much fun.
It was lots
of fun. Where'd you bowl? Where did you go to bowl then?
We done it at Playmore one time. And
Wayside was a lot.
And Wayside.
Okay.
And the company pretty much sponsored it.
That's what I heard. Did you guys have jersey bowling shirts that say KVP on them or anything?
I don't think so.
No, nothing like that.
Not that. No,
okay,
but they would sponsor the league, though.
Did you have tournaments? Bowling tournaments?
We'd have that free-for-all. That was
That one-day free-for-all was a big event.
Yeah,
okay.
It was a big event.
But did not KVP pay for the men's, I think they paid for the men's sanction fees in certain leagues around town.
I'm sure you would know,
but
I'm sure you're right.
I don't think they did for the women.
What does sanction fees mean? They would go out and play other local teams then?
When a bowling season starts out, you have to pay a fee to be able to bowl in that league. And then you get a little card saying you're a member of WIBC or ABC, and now it's all one.
I see.
And
okay.
And KVP used to pay the men's sanction fees.
Okay. Okay. So now, Bonnie, you're the last one here to talk about KVP.
I started when I was a young girl. I guess I was about 19 years old. And
okay.
Started at Island Avenue in the reception area. And it was reception and teletype area.
And
worked with Lorraine Lawrence and Annie Hill. And there were just the three of us in there. And I was young, and they'd been there for a number of years.
Yeah.
And as I recall, I believe Dwight Stocker, who was the president,
mm-hmm,
had his main office just off to the the side of where we were. We were right in front.
Sure.
And greeted all the visitors and directed them and gave them passes to visit people in the mill.
Yeah.
And I did that for a short time, probably a year or two. Then I moved upstairs to service products, and I was an assistant to these men that were on the sales desk.
Okay.
And I worked with Lynn Stratton and Dave Stewart and others, that, and Lil DeFrancisco, who is still a dear friend of mine today, worked up there, and she more or less was my mentor. And there were great people in that department. We had so much fun. There was Carl. What was Carl?
Smalley.
Carl Smalley, yep. And Don Young and Mylon Brown. And just, anyway, we just had a good time. We enjoyed our jobs and had a lot of fun.
Great.
And, so from there, I went into the Steno pool, and I worked there for a time. And
was this all still in the same building?
It's in the same building. It was. I was.
Okay.
Now I was upstairs still.
All right.
And but it was in the perimeter office, and there were a bunch of us that worked in the Steno pool, all women, of course, and we would type letters, take dictation, and type letters from the sales representatives.
Sure.
The Gordon Steffi and Don Verkus and Bill Ron and some of the people that Kay later on worked with.
I see.
Yeah, my sister Kay.
Uh-huh.
And then from there, by that, I don't know, that was for a time. And from there, I went out to the Milam Road plant, and by that time, Brown Company had entered the picture.
Sure.
So we had merged with Sutherland, and then by that time, Brown Company was in the picture. And I moved out to the Milam Road plant and worked for transplants that had come in from Brown Company, the head honchos. The guy's name was Ralph Brevik, who was a VP, and Court Bell and John Fitzgerald. I worked for those three.
Okay.
People out at Plant 11, and that's where they were making cups and plates. And the plant manager was Doug Martin, and his secretary was Betty Wells. And to this day, I still see Betty occasionally, and she was a great bowler.
Ah, okay.
And so it was, kept a lot of good friends. From working
there. Great.
I left in 1967 to get married.
Okay.
And that was it.
I'm
widowed, and I have two daughters.
What are their names?
Lisa Watson and Leslie Johnson.
All right.
And I'm a grandma.
I
have three grandchildren.
Okay. Yep. Anybody else in here, a grandma or grandpa? I missed
grandma.
Ask. That's Kay and Haya raising their hands. Judy also.
And I'm a great-grandma.
Oh, you are. Okay. Congratulations to all of you. Great. Great. So, let me ask it some. We talked about bowling. Anybody else on any other sports team?
Oh, you played baseball, didn't you?
Played basketball, played softball.
Wait, for KVP?
KVP? We had intramural.
You did?
Yeah, they would rent a gym so that there was probably 10 or 12 teams in there.
Are we talking about basketball or baseball?
Basketball, when they rented the gym and hired the refs and everything. And
where was the gym?
We'd done it at Lincoln downtown, and I can't remember some of the other gyms, but they had gyms all over. They would rent the gym, and all we had to do is go in there and play basketball, and they had the refs. And
do you have jerseys?
Yes.
Do you still have your jersey?
No.
And
if I had, it wouldn't.
Pardon me? What number? Did you have numbers?
Oh, yes.
What number were you?
00 I think. No, I don't have no idea. And then they had a ball diamond down by Plant 10 down on right off in Patterson Street. They had a ball diamond, and we used to go in there and play after work.
Oh. What position did you play?
Shortstop.
You did?
Yep.
Okay. Did they have jerseys? Do you have uniforms, I mean?
I think we had hats or something that identified it as...
You don't still have it, do you?
No.
Okay.
No.
Darn. Okay. Okay. How long did you do that high? How long did you play baseball?
Boy. I graduated in 51, and I played until I was 38. So I was 18 when I got out. So I'd done it for 20 years.
Played for 20 years?
Yep.
Great. Did you guys have tournaments among yourselves or among the teams or not too much?
Not tournaments, but we were playing against each other and whoever came out at the...
Intramural.
Yeah.
Do you remember any of the names of any of the guys you played with?
Oh, sure he does.
On baseball.
Carl
Smalley that she just mentioned.
Okay.
And Bob Danger, who is no longer around.
Curly Himes, did he play?
Yes, he did. Curly Himes.
Was this in
the past?
The year of Andy Chop or not?
I know Andy, and I don't know whether he played in that league or not. I think he did.
Okay.
I think he did.
Okay. How about Ron Mitchell? Did you play with Ron Mitchell at all? He was a big baseball player.
Yes, he was.
I don't think he ever
played in our league, though.
Several guys who worked at KVP said sometimes they were asked, especially if they had just come out of high school locally, if they played baseball when they were in high school. Because if you played baseball when you were in high school, they were kind of interested in hiring you.
That's right.
The legacy from Jacob Kindleberger was he was a serious baseball follower and loved to have, to field teams and all that kind of stuff for the company. And they were very competitive locally here and with other of the paper mill teams around here. And that carried on for, Uncle Jake died in I think January of 47 or 48, January 1st of that. But there was still 10, 20 years after that. The legacy at KVP was if you played baseball in high school, kind of interested.
Sutherland was
competitive. Yeah.
Were they?
In fact, is. I think that's how I got my job when I got out of high school.
That's what she just said. You're not the only guy who said that.
I'm sure I was.
Keith Jones, my brother-in-law, Keith Jones.
Okay.
He got a job by playing baseball.
Sure.
And he was a star athlete at
Louis
Jones Central.
And
he
Ed
was.
Hughes
and,
okay.
Yeah. A lot of people got their jobs. Carl Smalley, I'm sure, got his way, too.
He was a great ball player.
He
was
great. Carl lived here in Parchment.
Yes.
I think that was
well known.
A great sense of pride here was, play baseball for KVP.
Very competitive. Yeah.
Very competitive. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Plus, if your parents worked at Sutherland's or KVP, you needed a job in the summer, you usually got a job.
Mm-hmm. I've heard that, too. Several guys have recorded that in there.
And I probably got my job because I had other relatives. In the company.
No doubt.
They were good workers.
Mm-hmm.
And so, with good reputations, and so they will hire you. Sure.
I done the hiring for 74 and 75 for the company.
You did.
The whole company.
Yeah.
And if somebody would come to me and said, hey, I've got a son that needs a job, and if I knew Jackie, I would say, I don't know anything about you, but I'll hire you, and if you ever send me a bad one, don't ever send me another one. But at that time, we were hiring during the summer 300 or 400 people a week because of all the generous vacation time we had, and the people would take off, so when they'd take off, we'd have to have somebody replace them.
What do you mean by, this is the first I've heard, what do you mean by generous vacation time? What was the company policy?
Well, when I left the company, I was going to get 6 weeks vacation in the next 6 months. And I left and I really thought about that. But people would get
7 weeks was the max you could
get.
Yes,
they did 7 weeks, mm-hmm. and they were very generous at that. And I think that was probably after 20 years, they'd get 7 weeks.
Well, let's say you were hired, you know. You were hired, and I think sometimes people would go through what I've recorded before from other guys is go through, and they might go through a couple of layoffs depending on, you know, what was going on at the company and stuff. But once they really got in there full time, they might be off for 4 weeks, for 6 weeks, because there wasn't enough work during a certain time. But once they got in there and they had been there, what would you get after 5 years? Vacation.
2 weeks.
Probably 2 weeks.
You'd probably get two weeks.
You'd get 2 weeks before that. You'd get 2 weeks after 3 years.
After 3 years.
3 years.
Okay. And the max was 7, you think?
Mm-hmm. Yes. And I would guess that that was after about 20 years. But it might have been 25, but they were very generous on the vacation.
Yeah, that's a lot.
Pretty general throughout Kalamazoo.
Was it?
Yeah.
That kind of vacation time?
20 or 25 years, you got some vacation.
The paper industry was the precedent setters, really. They were very generous. Our local unions, you know, they fought for every holiday and stuff.
Sure.
Because we got 13, 14, 15 holidays after a period of time.
You did?
Yes, we did. And I remember when we got the day after Thanksgiving.
Yeah, sure. Veterans Day, Memorial Day, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
July 4th. How about hunt? You know, there are a lot of guys talked about they would, you know, take some vacation time to go hunting, which is a big time Michigan.
That's how the Friday after Thanksgiving become about, is because they negotiated for that.
I see.
So they had Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Yes.
For deer hunting and.
Sure. Sure.
That was the biggest exodus in the whole mill, was when the deer hunters tromped out.
Excuse me. Yeah. So just in general, I mean, notwithstanding, you know, Jackie left because, you know, she asked for a raise and she didn't get it. Certainly nothing wrong with that, you know. What was, you know, working life, what was it like? I mean, you guys enjoy each other? Still have a lot of friends? Did you party outside of the mill? Did you have your friends were so strong that you would do stuff outside of the mill together?
It was fun. It was fun to work, and we did things together.
You did.
We would go out to lunch usually on Friday. And have a very good time. PI club or down here at the other.
What's the PI club?
Well, it's not here anymore.
It's no longer.
I know, but what is it?
It was a private club.
And it was in Parchment?
No, it was on East Michigan.
It was on East Michigan.
And Riverview.
Mm-hmm. And Riverview. And what did PI stand for?
Pacific Inn.
Pacific Inn. I got to hear this story.
It was quite a place.
It was very nice.
Was it?
At any time we wanted to have our Christmas party or something like that for the whole
group.
We'd make arrangements and go down there, and instead of an hour lunch, it'd be 2.5 hour lunch, and we'd have a great time.
You would.
And we
used to. This was just a privately owned restaurant and club.
Yes, it was.
Of course, at that time, you couldn't buy liquor by the glass.
That's
in
why.
Sure, that's right.
I see. Yep. Did you have to join this then?
Yes.
In order to use the facilities, you joined.
No, you could get in without, but somebody in our group would have to be,
but the rest of us would just
there
go in.
There were about four or five of those in Kalamazoo. Yeah.
And so you would have holiday parties there or just lunch there?
Holiday parties and lunch.
And dinner. You could go there
and go for
dinner.
I see.
Yeah.
And we would go, you would usually go with your people that you worked with. You would still socialize with them at lunch, and we had a picnic in the park once, and we did a lot of things with the people you worked with. They were your friends, most of them.
I see.
One or two you didn't like, but most of them you liked.
Yeah. So there's just a lot of socializing.
There was bowling, and there was a little golf league for the women. And when
did you guys play?
I played, mm-hmm. and my sister played. Not well, but we played.
Well, they had some sort of a tournament that we would go play, like the free-for-all for bowling. They would have it for golf, too.
I'm sure there were a lot.
Because
we'd
go to Kenmatavia, and the husbands and wives could do it. And most of the women didn't golf, but we would go to that tournament and play.
Sure.
Badly.
Yeah.
But we would have a really good time.
Yeah.
And then they would have, they would feed us. Wouldn't
they
have to socialize? That feed us?
They had a lot of fun. They knew how to.
I heard about John.
Have fun.
Potluck sometimes in various departments or in the mill and stuff.
Sure
they'd have once a month, some of the people would cook and they'd bring it in on a Friday and have a potluck.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. We used to do that.
Yes.
We used to play cards on our break in the ladies' restroom. We used to, on your break, you would go play cards.
Yes.
And we had some of the gentlemen that would come in and play cards with us in the break in the bath in the area. It was like a sitting room.
Sure.
And we would do that on our break.
You would. Okay.
And lunch hours.
And lunch hours. Yes.
Okay. You weren't playing for money, were you?
I don't think so. Yeah, I think it was just for
that's
to
probably
beat
the right answer.
I don't think we played for money. I don't remember that.
What kind of card games? What'd you play?
We used to play Pinochle.
Pinochle. Okay.
I don't know. I don't remember what we played.
Some of the guys played Euchre.
Euchre?
Yeah.
Probably.
Yeah.
I'm sure there are a lot of poker games going on.
I was going to say poker or something like that. I don't remember. But I do not believe we played for money.
Let me ask you this.
Rolls.
It didn't happen until the last month when I was taking oral histories. One guy, I could tell by his demeanor that he was probably a pretty big joker, and I'm not going to mention his name. But he started bringing up pranks and just little tricks that people would play on each other at the mill. Anybody remember anything? Or anybody here a big instigator of this kind of behavior?
No.
I can remember a prank. This is when I was on the Sutherland side, but we were all over the plant, in and out of the plant. And every once in a while, somebody would find a little snake, you know. A live snake. And we had our lunch break places where everybody had their lunch pail, you know. They'd put that old snake in there and stir him up.
No,
so somebody come in there very nonchalant, open that up, and there that snake would be. You know? And of course, everybody was aware of it except the guy that was going to open up the thing. A blood-curdling scream.
So nothing, because I know safety was a big deal at the mill.
Yeah. Certainly was.
Safety was a really big deal.
Certainly
so,
was.
You know, you couldn't take it too far if you were going to pull something on somebody without, you know, getting somebody in trouble or really doing something that would endanger somebody. But, I mean, whenever there's a big group of people together, you just have to expect that, you know. People are going to tease each other and do a few pranks. Do you remember any, you know, this was, you were all there when, for example, I'm thinking about what happened at the mill when some big national tragedies or disasters happened? For example, you were all there when the President Kennedy was assassinated.
I was there. I was in the teletype department.
Yes.
In 63.
Yeah.
And we got a teletype from our New York office that the president had been shot. And I recall that very vividly. And it was just like...
It was November what of 64?
22, November 22nd, 1963.
63.
Okay.
I wasn't there.
And we
got
that teletype from New York, and it was like, it was just devastating. We got the teletype right around noon.
Yeah.
And I recall going home, because we always went home for lunch.
Yes.
I was still living at home.
Yes.
And going home and just... It was just devastating.
It was unthinkable.
It was like, is it real? And then, of course, you watched it on TV.
Right.
But
what did the company do with the teletype?
I don't know.
I just wondered.
I don't know. I assume it would have gone to the president, maybe to Dwight Stock.
Yeah.
And because we had to hand deliver those things to, you know.
Yes.
Or send them by the mail.
My understanding is, though, that the mill kept working. I mean, everybody kept working.
They did.
It may have been a case where they didn't tell everybody so that it wouldn't affect them. Because some people, you know, I was in high school and people were just paralyzed.
You always remember where you were.
You do, don't you?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, you do, don't you?
Remember crying for 3 days.
You bet.
I just remember it.
You bet.
I do.
And I remember when the astronauts went up and the thing blew up.
Oh, the Challenger.
They shut down places and brought us all into a room and showed it on TV.
They did.
They did.
All be turned.
Yep. I was in the engineering department at that time, and they rounded up everybody that they could take off in the job and stuff.
Yeah.
We went in and, you know, you just seen it firsthand. And
mm-hmm. Sure.
Same way as, oh,
sure.
My golly.
Yeah, yeah. Anything else? You know, big time stuff going on in the country. I can't remember any other really. I mean, I can remember all the, you know, of course, the presidential elections and all that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the Vietnam War, some of the guys that were in here, you know, worked in the 60s and then left, went to Vietnam, came back. And they, for them, that was it, you know, in terms of for their lives. Their experience in the Vietnam War, there was nothing else that could even, you know, rise to the level of that. And they mm-hmm. talked about that, but that the company would hold a position for you because you were a returning veteran, which mm-hmm. was fabulous.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you didn't have to. Because it was an issue for a lot of Vietnam veterans who came back. Couldn't get a job or,
sure.
you know, wouldn't be able to get a job or wouldn't be offered a job. That was, you know, a very highly politicized time. The company at the holidays, though, do you guys get turkeys, parties? What happened
during
the
Christmas
holidays?
We did get turkeys
at one time. We got turkeys at one time.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then they phased that out.
Yeah.
When I was still here.
Yeah, they phased that out. Mm-hmm. But I remember getting turkeys. And
well, hi. You probably remember was the community house still around? When you started in 51, the community house was like right next to us here.
Right.
Oh yes, I remember that
remember
very
that?
Vividly.
Didn't they have big celebrations in there? Christmas, and I think Halloween was a big deal. Maybe that was earlier, though, in the 40s or something.
That might have been
because
earlier, but I was probably on that side and didn't cross over the bridge yet.
He's pointing.
To Sutherland.
South. Yeah. Okay, because I know that house was. We still, and I've never seen it, of course, except pictures, but there are lots of people who have fond memories of that and wish it was still here. Very much wish it was still here. If we can get a little philosophical here, a little bit, and this is for all of you. What do you consider a successful life, and how has KVP affected that?
I'll just respond that KVP and Sutherland, who I worked for 29 and a half years, they bought everything I had, and you didn't have to worry about losing your job. You had good work, and
mm-hmm.
it made the life, the great life that I have, going back till I retired. And then lucky enough to retire.
Yeah.
But Crown Advantage came along at the end. Now, this is the sad part of it. You took a reduced rate. My wife, who worked here also at the time, she passed away. But before she passed away, she was sick. And so I had to cut back my retirement 50% so that if something happened to me in the meantime, she would get mine. So from Crown Advantage, I get $325 and some cents.
A month?
Yes.
A month?
Yes.
Hey, you're
but
lucky.
It's like finding it in the mailbox every month.
But you're lucky. I only got $108. What
and
do you
I
get,
only
Jenny?
Get 76.
That's our pension.
But that's it. Yeah.
But that's it. But it did afford you had a secure job. You didn't have to worry about it.
Oh, yeah.
And it
so
helped
true.
You to buy your house,
yeah.
new cars,
yeah.
and everything, you know. And we do get $100 and some every month.
Yeah.
for those years.
And mad money.
And I think it's something that our kids and our grandkids are not going to know, probably, because there won't be pensions, there won't be retirement as we knew it.
The world has certainly changed, hasn't it? The working world has changed.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it really has changed a lot. There's not that kind of security
Right, and anymore. I think people come and go now in jobs, and you're not associated with someone for years and become good friends.
And you don't build your friendships.
There's
and your
no loyalty anymore.
No, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and we had loyalty, and we had fun.
Yes, we did.
We really truly had fun. We had fun and probably did some things that we shouldn't have done, but we had fun doing them, and we all did them.
I think everyone was a good employee also.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. For sure. Mm-hmm. For sure.
There were very loyal employees.
Yeah. When did, if I may ask each of you, are you all officially retired?
Yep.
Yes.
Okay, Bonnie, when did you officially retire from working, just from working?
I retired December 31st, 1999 from Al Van Motor Freight.
Oh, sure.
Where I had worked for 22 years.
Okay.
Yeah.
Jackie?
Well, I officially retired last March.
You did. From?
From Jodersen and Klein Funeral Home.
Okay.
I worked there part-time.
For a lot of years, or?
About 10,
sure. Mm-hmm. Okay. Judy?
I retired in November of 2000, and I had worked in the medical field for 30 years.
I see.
So I've been retired 10 years.
Okay. And hi?
I worked my way up to be a resident fire chief, where you was on the job 24 hours a day.
Yeah? Locality?
Kalamazoo Township.
Okay.
And it was a lifetime dream come true to be a resident fire chief.
I
retired in 1995 from that job.
I see.
I was only lucky enough to have 3 jobs in my whole life.
Yeah.
Once in the paper industry for 29 and a half years. Went to Hydramatic down in Three Rivers with GM for 10 years, and then resident fire chief for another 10 years.
Okay. Great. And Kay?
I retired from Pfizer up John Pharmacia. I think it was in 1986. I'm not sure. My job there was outsourced. And,
I see.
Then I worked for the people that came in there, and I'm not exactly sure when I retired.
Okay.
I'd have to go home and check
out. That's all right. Yeah. So since everybody's been retired, what are y'all doing with yourselves? Okay. Going around the table.
I bowl, and I'm corrupted by my sister, and we go...
Bonnie?
Yes, Bonnie.
Okay.
And we go to the
my bad.
Casinos a lot.
Oh, yes.
And then we get together and have meals together every once in a while. And just doing whatever I want to do.
Yeah, that's the answer. And hi.
I'm a man of leisure. I don't have anything really to do, but I play cards on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Friday. Two or three hours a day. Really enjoy it.
Yes.
Oh, and I do watch a lot of TV. I've got 4 TV sets on a wall mounted right in front
of
me.
You do?
4 of them, 32 inches.
4 32-inch TVs?
Yes.
Okay. So, are you watching all sitcoms? Are you watching all the business programs? Are you watching C-SPANs? All the C-SPANs? What are you doing? Sports.
All sports. Football, basketball, baseball, and then Judy gets to watch one.
Oh, my word. Oh, 4 32-inch TVs.
Life is good.
That's a good one. Judy, how about you?
Well, I sort of hang out with the rest of the bunch here.
Okay.
And we enjoy playing cards. We enjoy going to the casino. We enjoy getting together for breakfast every Friday, all of us.
I see.
And whoever else shows up, we may have 6 people or 16 people.
Yes. Okay.
And we enjoy our families very much.
Great. Okay, Jackie?
Well, I hang out with this bunch, too.
Yes.
It all started with Bonnie at AAA many years ago, and then it's progressed from there. Kay came in, and I came in, and But yeah. We go to the casinos and we eat and eat well.
Very well.
And my husband's okay. included. He's.
I see.
But he
okay.
never worked here.
He didn't work here. No. Okay. Is he also retired?
Yes. He retired after 44 years at what is now Parker Hannifin.
Okay.
Pneumo Abex. It was National Waterlift at the time.
I see. Okay. All right, Bonnie.
Well, I'm as bad as all the rest of them.
We go on bus trips and we enjoy one another's company for meals and breakfast every Friday. I go to watch as many of my grandkids' sporting events as I can fit in.
Oh, yeah.
And that keeps you busy.
You bet.
I stay busy doing my own housework and yard work and that sort
you.
Of stuff.
You
it
bet.
Takes up some of your time.
It does.
Yeah.
It does.
I do as I darn well please.
Okay.
That's
the right answer, too, when you're retired. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. What did we miss? Did anybody have some memories pop up while we were all talking here about Parchment or things that happened in Parchment, even though none of you lived here, or KVP or a certain person that you worked with or worked for that you remember vividly now after talking?
I'd like to say that it's my sense that you learned such a great work ethic from the people that you worked with, and you maintained friendships that just have lasted a lifetime.
You bet.
I knew Jackie from when we worked at AAA, and there she comes to work at KVP, and we've been friends forever.
Okay.
A lot of families worked at the company. I can remember the Whitehead family. And,
oh, my God.
And my
father. Were there lots of them? There were lots of
lots
them?
Lots of Whiteheads.
Yes.
As many Whiteheads as there were Dunfields.
Yes, mm-hmm. And we used to always say, you can always tell a Whitehead, but you can't tell them much.
Oh.
They would say the same about the Dunfields.
That's
but
funny.
My father-in-law worked at KVP in the print shop for 44 years.
What was his name, Bonnie?
Faye Stacy.
Okay.
And he's since passed, but then I end up marrying his son, and I was best friends with his sister, but a lot of families, and but we always had fun, and the friendships that developed from those days, even more so than the later years when I worked at another company. It just seemed like they were lasting.
I see.
And the work ethic was, I don't know, you just did a good job. You worked hard, you earned your money, and
you're proud of
and
it.
You
and
did,
you
were proud of it, and you weren't insecure at all, it didn't seem. That was my experience,
I think
in
you speak for all of us,
yeah,
really.
I think you do, too.
Yeah.
And the ones that you worked for, you actually worked with them, as opposed to for them.
Yeah.
And they're still, you still have them in your life. They're still friends.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So. Wonderful. Well, this has been just a real treat for everybody that's going to listen to this down the line.
Right.
Going to listen to this down the line.
R-rated.
Yeah, right. I want to thank you all today. Everybody's got, you know, we've done a lot of these. We've got a lot up on our website. And even the people who initially said, oh, I don't have anything to say. I'm sure I don't have anything new. You've probably heard everything. It's always, no, we have never heard it all. And everybody has something. Everybody's got a piece of the puzzle. Mm-hmm. And it's all a big contribution now to the stories here that we're trying to save in Parchment and stories that we're trying to save about the mill. So I want to thank you all very much.
Thank you.
Our pleasure.
Our pleasure. Yep.